where they kept the pots and pans and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in late years they make what we call these old cabinets for that stuff. Go in the pantry late years.
So it wasn't necessarily a separate room then?
Well, I never did see it in a separate room. Uh-huh. It's always in the kitchen, dining room outfit.
I see. You want to take a break and have your supper?
Yeah, I'll go eat my supper now.
Okay.
It's all right. A little supper.
What'd you have?
Ground meat, patty, and had bread, plenty of bread, light bread, milk, and tea, and some kind of fruit. I don't know what you'd call it. A little bowl of it. Little bowl, another kind of a fruit too.
That sounds like enough to fill you up.
Howdy.
That sounds like enough to fill you up.
Yeah, good supper.
I went out to Al's barbecue. They get a pretty good bit out there.
Food barbecue.
Al's.
Al.
Is that the name of it?
It's
right up this way.
Right up the highway.
On the right.
On the right, way up there, that latter one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he served a pretty good meal there. What did he charge you for a meal?
Oh, it was only about $2 altogether.
You didn't order a straight out meal, I see.
No, sir.
You can order a straight out meal there. I think that place inside of him is closed up now. And Treasure's barbecue right there by the store, that barbecue joint. They went out on barbecue there and it was tomorrow morning sometime.
I see.
They barbecued, sat at that. All kinds of, that's where I go get me half a chicken every Saturday morning.
It'd be pretty good.
I've been used to eating barbecue chicken for many years. I used to cut wood all the time and always bought me some on Saturday, for Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. There ain't about a whole chicken I batched anyhow. Mm-hmm. Now I'm buying me half a chicken.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, what would people around here call a lot of old useless things they have? You know, maybe like a broken down chair or something like that, that they might just keep instead of throwing away? Just say
they
that.
Call it old junk.
Junk.
Some of them call it old junk furniture. Some of them call it trash. It's about all I know it being called. Some of them call it old antique stuff.
Oh yeah. Have you ever heard of people having a separate room in the house where they kept stuff like that?
Junk room? Yeah, I've heard that. I've seen it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And just have a whole room filled up with that stuff.
Antique stuff, they call it. I've seen some. That's about all they had in their house was antique stuff. They were dealt in antique deep stuff. Far as that's concerned.
I want to ask you about this expression. You know, when a woman gets up in the morning and she might move around and pick up something here or dust something there, or just go around doing that, what would you say that she was doing then?
We always called it fooling around.
Fooling around.
You had nothing in particular, just a little of this, a little of nothing. We always call it just fooling around.
Would that be, you know, just like cleaning up or something like that?
It's sort of like cleaning up, yeah. In other words, it just ain't getting nothing done towards the main work they need done.
Well, that talking about her cleaning up, you know, what does a woman usually use when she's sweeping the floor or something like that?
Well, they use a broom. Some of them use a mop. That's like that.
Well, talking about a broom, have you ever seen one that was made entirely out of broom straw instead of having that wooden handle? Just the whole thing was broom straw?
I never did see one, no. Have you?
Yeah, I've seen those. I haven't seen one recently. kind of an old-timey thing. We had a lot of this stiff broom straw together, you know, and tied up to make it firm. But it worked just like a regular broom.
I don't know what they call it. I never did have no experience with anything of that kind. I was seeing what they call a push broom.
What is that?
It's put in between two boards.